This is for you, Governor, from News Talk WMPT. Why are counties that have very low case counts remaining in the yellow phase? What is the threshold to move to the green phase?
I'm not sure of any county with a very low case count that hasn't moved into yellow. So maybe I'm missing something. And as I keep saying, as Dr. Levine keeps saying, the criteria we use for deciding whether a county is going to move from red to yellow is broader than just one category. I know everybody keeps pointing to the 50 per 100,000 population over a 14-day period. We look at a whole bunch of different things, and so I'm not sure why that particular metric has been used, but I'm not aware of any county that has been doing a really good job on that particular metric that is remaining in red. I'm just not aware of any.